Around 1,000 workers from the Australian Submarine Corporation have rallied outside its shipyard in Adelaide over worries that Australia's next fleet of submarines could be built overseas. Speculation is rife that the government is set to award a $20 billion contract to a Japanese company. Before the election, the coalition promised to build the submarines locally. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting.
He promised us 12 submarines!
He promised us 12 submarines!
He gave our job to the...
Workers captain. From the Australian Submarine Corporation waved union flags and chanted for answers during the rally. The National Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, Paul Bastian, provoked the crowd, reminding workers of when the now Defence Minister, David Johnston, promised the next submarines would be built in Adelaide.
David Johnston came here and stood in this yard and promised that 12 submarines would be built here in Adelaide. Do you feel betrayed?
There is growing speculation that the Australian Navy's next fleet of submarines will be made in Japan. Last month, a delegation of Japanese submarine experts toured the facility without the knowledge of the state government. Workers at the shipyard say they just want some clarity.
To be honest, it's really scary. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, it's not going to happen. Like, as if you are flying in a cloud and you don't know what's going to hit. It's going to be a mountain or something, so we are going into the unknown. So yeah, we need really clear answers.
People on site don't know whether they're going to have any job surety or whether they've got any future in this state, let alone in this job.
We don't really know much about it sort of thing, and you only get what comes out in the press sort of thing. And you're like everyone does get worried about it because everyone's got families and you're like and mortgages and people to look after sort of thing.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, was on hand today to make his own submarine building promise.
Under Labor, we will build ships and submarines in Australia because we love this country.
He also raised concerns about national security if the contract moves offshore.
Australian security most obviously depends upon the skill of our Air Force and the skill of our Army and the skill of our Navy, and we are very grateful. But long-term national independence and security relies upon having our own ability to build the equipment for our defence forces.
The Labor Party and the unions are concerned giving the contract to Japan will run down the local industry capability. The opposition spokesman on defence, David Feeney, says it's a risky decision to make during uncertain times in the region.
Tony Abbott is talking about a future where Japan owns the intellectual property and has monopoly control over the spare parts of our sovereign strategic capability rather than us, right here, right now. It's a dangerous idea.
The proposal to build 12 new submarines in Adelaide was outlined in the 2009 Defence White Paper released by the Rudd government. But Bill Shorten refuted claims that more should have been done then to secure the work.
Well, first of all, there was a lot done. There was a whole lot of work done by Navy and Defence in terms of making the decision. You just don't spend billions of dollars in terms of our defence procurement position for the next 20, 30 and 40 years on a whim like this government's doing.
Despite the fact the government is yet to make an official announcement on the submarines, Mr. Shorten didn't think the rally was premature.
You have to say that with the carefully targeted leaks, the carefully targeted off-the-record briefings from the federal government, the prospects aren't great.
The Defence Minister, David Johnston, wasn't available for an interview, but in a statement he reiterated that a final decision on building the submarines had not been made.
Natalie Whiting.